This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, we are back on a Thursday of all days.
Holy crap, it has to be
the
seventh episode of testing.
Yeah, about two tests per episode, sometimes one. I'll say this is what, our 15th quiz we've given one another?
It's getting quizzical in here, you better believe.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel smarter for it.
Well, we'll see. We will see, because I have two tests for you today. One that you're going to suck at.
Okay.
And it's actually not even fair for me to give it to you.
It's one Mandarin for dummies.
Not far off.
Okay. Okay.
And then another test that I expect you to ace.
Wow. Basketball trivia for smarties.
Yeah. So I will give you your first quiz, which is titled...
Drumroll, please.
You Win or You Die. The hardest Game of Thrones quiz ever.
Okay. So this is a trivia about a show I've not seen.
It's not trivia.
Okay.
It's not trivia. It's a test.
Because no. Trivia is trivial. Mm-hmm. And this one is important.
And this is about the Iron Throne. Okay. If you want to rule the Seven Kingdoms, you better buckle up, pal.
Yeah.
Suit up and let's fucking go. You want to rule Westeros? You think you're fit to be the king?
Who ended up being the king at the end of it? Who, like, is on the throne or whatever?
At the end of the day, it was Bran.
The sort of the guy in the wheelchair. The wiener.
Yeah. The wiener. Okay. Yeah. You know, not because he's in a wheelchair, just because he's a wiener separately from that.
Yeah, but in addition to that, he's in a wheelchair, yeah.
Yeah. He was a boring choice for the king. I'll say that. Okay. Number one. What is the Iron Bank's representative, played by Mark Gatiss, called? So this is, of course, the representative for the Iron Bank, who talks to Cersei about
giving her
gold for the troops so she could go north to fight the Stark.
I said, this is Game of Thrones trivia, and you said, no. And then the first quiz.
It is not.
How is that not?
It's not trivia, because it's not trivial. The Iron Bank, you need gold if you want to rule Westeros. War costs money. And the Lannisters, their coffers are empty, but they do pay their debts. But maybe the Iron Bank isn't really trusting them so much anymore.
Yeah.
So who came to talk to Cersei? Was it Corrin Halfhand? Was it Zorro Zone Doxon? Was it Howard from the Halifax? Or was it Tycho Nestoris?
I mean, it's got to be Tycho, right? Like, it doesn't make sense for it to be the other ones, I think. So, like, Tycho, I think, was the one who ended up talking to them about the thing.
I really applaud the hell out of you. You must have heard the name and known that he was from Braavos, because it's a very Braavosy name. And yes, the Iron Bank is located in Braavos. And yes, Tycho Nestoris is correct. But let's see if you can get number dose. Who
Sorry,
was responsible?
I got that one right, and you were just sort of like disappointed in me. It's like, wow, good work. You were able to.
I said I was proud of you. I said you deduced because you must have known that his name was Braavosy. Who was responsible for the creation of the Night King? The Lord of Light, the Children of the Forest, the Drowned God, or the First Men?
The light made the night. Give me the light, men.
I'm sorry to tell you, it was, of course, the Children of the Forest, the first inhabitants of Westeros before the First Men. They had magic ways. They made the Night King. I believe it was to protect them, but it ended up going south, going the wrong way.
Going south of the North Wall.
In the TV show, what was Hodor called before he got his tragic door-holding nickname?
Door-holding nickname? He had a nickname for the fact that he holds a door, and its name is Hodor?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of a polarizing thing in Game of Thrones, because I thought it was corny and everyone else seemed to think it was amazing.
Hodor holds a door.
Yeah, he always said Hodor, and it's kind of a shortened thing for he's like, I don't know, it's like vaguely time travel-y. Like, he knew in the future he was going to like lose his mind holding the door against the army of the undead. So yeah, you kind of see why he always knew that his name was Hodor.
Yeah.
Anyhow, was his first name Willis, Horace, Murus, or Gladys?
I hope it's not Gladys. Just named after a lady named Gladys, an old woman. What was the second one?
Horace.
No, that's too close to Hodor. Although Hodor is very close to Hold Door, so I guess anything is in play.
Yeah.
What are the non-Horus, non-Gladys ones?
Willis and Murus.
Let's go Murus. I like Murus.
I don't think Murus is a very northern name, and it is Willis.
Sorry. Ooh, I narrowed it down to two, and I chose the wrong one.
It's pretty close, pretty good. Who was the leader of the Golden Company sellswords when Dany ransacked King's Landing?
What you talking about, Hodor? Would that be like a good Game of Thrones sort of inside joke because his real name is Willis?
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. That would be a good title for our Game of Thrones talk back.
All right, what was the next one?
Who was the leader of the Golden Company sellswords when Dany ransacked King's Landing? Wes Borland, Harry Strickland, Kiefer Sutherland, or Robert Westland?
All right, it cannot be Kiefer Sutherland. There's no way.
He exists in both universes.
Wes Borland, isn't that the name of the guitarist or bassist from Limp Bizkit?
I think it is Wes Borland, yeah.
So then that narrows it down to two. What are the two non-names that I've heard of?
Harry Strickland and Robert Westland.
Robert just feels like a non-name in Game of Thrones. Like, hey, I'm Rob. Like,
well, actually, I will tell you that the king in the beginning of the where like the TV show picks up is named Robert Baratheon.
So give me Harry Strickland for the Wicklin.
Yeah, that's kind of a co-pro there, but yeah, that's correct. Danny's dragons are...
Sorry, like, another one that was right, and you were like, that's kind of a co-pro, but yeah, correct.
I gave you that one. You narrowed it down to two, and I basically told you that Robert was wrong. I basically
you said Robert's...
Congratulations, you knew Wes Borland was in Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Yes, congratulations, I did know that.
Number five. Danny's dragons are, or were, called Drogon, Viserion, and... I assume you need the multiple choice.
Of course. I don't remember the name of the dragons. I've seen like
Dougal, Vhagar, Rhaegal, and Balerion.
I kind of like the last one.
Well, that is a dragon's name, but it is not Dany's dragon's name. That was the dragon of her father or grandfather. No, great. The original Aegon Targaryen conquered Westeros on the back of Balerion the Black Dread. I believe the correct dragon's name was Rhaegal, named after her brother who was murdered by Khal Drogo, Rhaegon Targaryen. Okay, number six. Ewan Rayon.
90.
Ewan Rayon, who is not a character, that's actually the name of someone who played a character called Ramsay Bolton, was almost cast as which character? The options are Jon Snow, Gendry, Podrick Payne, or Robb Stark.
Jon Snow.
I don't know this one because this is more of behind the scenes
production.
Trivia, so let's, yeah, wow, correct. Jon Snow. That's right. That's correct. Really good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you.
Because you seem to want that you want that attaboy every single time.
I'm like
time,
four
right?
of seven here for a show I've seen six episodes of. That's kind of impressive. Anyway, continue.
So it's funny because there actually are 80 questions. This is the hardest Game of Thrones
quiz ever.
So
my joke amount was very close. Okay. Let's...
We'll just go for until I say when it's over. Okay. Who said, I don't plan on knitting by the fire while men fight for me? That is Lyanna Mormont, Sansa Stark, Sir Brienne of Tarth or Olenna Tyrell?
I remember in the first season, there's a little girl who learns how to fight.
Mm-hmm. That is, that's Arya Stark.
And that was not one of the options.
That was not one of the options.
But another option was the Stark, right?
Yeah.
Sansa?
Sansa Stark.
Is that the one that marries King Joffrey?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was kind of like a brat where she's like, I just want to marry the king. Like, she doesn't seem to be like a warrior at heart.
Yeah. Well, you got to finish the series, and she absolutely is. She's a savage. But in the first season, you're right. She was the kind of person that was going to sit by the fire while men fought for her.
So what were the other options?
Lyanna Mormont.
Lyanna?
Brienne of Tarth or Olenna Tyrell.
I don't know the other three, so I'm going to say Brienne of Tarth, because that sounds vaguely familiar.
Mm-hmm. It's close. It's actually Lyanna Mormont, who is one of the best characters of the show. Who's this grizzled chap? That's just a photo one, so let's not...
Yeah, thank you.
But it is Sir Barristan Selmy. I'll give you one right answer.
Yes.
All right. Which body part did Kit Harington say was in severe pain when filming the dragon riding scenes in season 8?
Oh, his ass or his grundle. Because he was like trying to ride the dragon and he's like, oh, my taint / pelvic hips are all fucked up from it.
So that is one of the options. It is his right testicle. The other ones are right shoulder, right knee, and right arm.
Yeah,
so
give me his balls. His balls.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
His right testicle.
Which UK drama had Hannah Murray, who played Gilly, and Joe Dempsey, who played Gendry, appear in together before Game of Thrones? So this isn't a Game of Thrones quiz anymore. This is just fucking...
IMDb trivia.
Question.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. There's a question about whose bushy beard is this? We know that it's actually Robert Baratheon.
Of course.
Beautiful braid. I can tell you guys that is Cersei Lannister.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Which of these characters is dead? Jaqen H'ghar, Nymeria the Direwolf, Hot Pie, or Edison Tollett?
Direwolf.
There were six direwolves or five. It's one for each of the Stark children, and they are not all dead. Do you want to go up? Do you want to cast your bet that Nymeria is dead?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, that's Arya's, and she's not. Dolorous Edison Tollett is the one that died. He took the black. I believe he died in... he lived maybe right up until the end when he died against the Night King. All right, what is the name of the giant dragon-slaying crossbow that failed to protect King's Landing? Millipede, the... You're making me very cross, Bo. Scorpion or Mantis?
Millipede, you're making me cross. Like, you're making me cross, Bo feels like a really weird joke to call. Yeah. This is the name of a weapon?
Yeah, but keep in mind, this is the same writers that came up with Hodor.
That's true. And the last one is just sort of like a fantasy sounding thing. What was it?
Mantis.
Yeah, I'll go Mantis.
Okay, I don't know this answer.
Oh.
Oh, but it was Scorpion. That's what I would have guessed, by the by.
Fuck!
All right, I'm just going to scroll through and see if I can find fun ones.
Okay. I mean, they're all fun to me.
Yeah. What was the Red Keep's chief mouser called? Sir Pounce, Maester Paw, Lady Claws, first of her name, breaker of mice, protector of the realm, or the bastard? Mouser, that's I think what they called cats. So there was a cat in the castle that killed mice, and they named that cat Sir Pounce, Maester Paw, Lady Claws, or the bastard.
I hope it's Lady Claws. That's kind of a cool name.
I believe it's Sir Pounce, and it is Sir Pounce. Which
Sir Pounce?
Sir Pounce. Which relative did Euron Greyjoy murder to take the salt throne of the Iron Islands? What is dead may never die, but rise again, harder and stronger.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the show, so I'm not really.
Euron Greyjoy murdered to take the salt throne. Did he murder his brother, his uncle, his nephew, or his cousin?
Cousin doesn't feel like a big deal. Brother might be too big of a deal. So what were the other ones?
His uncle.
It's pretty good.
His nephew.
Nephew seems kind of fucked up. I'll go uncle.
I think it's uncle. It's his brother. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I guess they fucking go there.
They go there. What is the name?
In the first episode, a brother and a sister are just sort of fucking each other. So I guess anything is possible.
Totally. Yeah. Except for you're making me very crossbow. That would be a bridge too far.
That would be hacky. It would be tacky. It would be deaf and dumb.
What is the name of Arya's sword? Ice, pointy, fang, or needle?
Oh, I might have seen this, right? Because this is when she's sort of getting... That guy who's like training her gives her a sword.
You should know this.
And yet I don't remember. What is it? Ice, needle?
Ice, pointy, fang, or needle?
Pointy? There's no way. This is your sword. It's called pointy.
When she gets the sword from Jon Snow, he says, "Do you know how this works?" And she says, "Stick him with the pointy end."
Oh,
so
I see.
I think it harkens back to that.
Yes, but I don't think it's called pointy.
Good, because it's not. Let's eliminate pointy.
So that makes it needle, ice, or fang. I wish any of these sounded familiar. Needle?
Why don't you try to use some... There you go. That's correct, because the context is that
Needle doesn't sound right, so no, maybe let's right. go. Fang could be kind of cool, actually.
Needle. Like, I already put in the answer.
All right,
good. This is another thing from season one, so it's another thing you should know. Who was Ned Stark's predecessor as Robert Baratheon's hand? You remember, Hand of the King, that guy died. They make the trip to King's Landing, and Robert asks Ned to become the Hand of the King. That's why they go to King's Landing. And who is Ned replacing? The names are Jaime Lannister, Jon Arryn, Tywin Lannister, and Ser Jorah Mormont.
Jorah Mormont sounds familiar because of Ja Morant, but I think he's not a character that dies early on. Tyrion Lannister is Peter Dinklage, right?
No, that's Tyrion.
And what did you say? Tyron?
Tywin.
Tywin and Tyrion? Okay, yes. So that one's back in. And then the first one was who?
Jaime Lannister.
No, he didn't die. That's the good-looking guy.
Yeah.
So what was the second one?
Jon Arryn.
Maybe him, because I don't remember that name at all.
Good, that's correct.
That's who died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, let's.
Hey, I'm Jon Arryn. How did that guy die?
Jon Arryn, I believe he was murdered. I think Cersei had him murdered. He was killed because he knew the secret that Jaime and Cersei were fucking and that Robert Baratheon's children were actually inbred little freaks, so he was going to tell, then he was killed.
Damn, Cersei?
Yeah, nice.
Oh, Cersei? Nice.
Very nice.
Seriously? Okay. I didn't know that.
Nice. I get it.
Wait, are you being Cersei right now? Cersei?
I'm being very... Yes. And let's see if you can get the Aniston.
The Jennifer Aniston.
All right, I'm trying to find something from season one that you'll know.
Okay.
There we go. What were the first words King Robert said to Ned Stark in episode one of season one?
So of course.
The first episode.
Yes.
The first words King Robert said are, "You've got fat.
You've got mail.
You look old. Your hair looks terrible.
You look old. Or you got fat. Let's go."
I believe... Oh, go ahead.
Is it one of those two?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? I was going to guess you got fat. What is the actual answer?
You got fat is, I think, there's a small chance that it could be, but I believe that he says, "You've not changed," and then Ned responds, "You've got fat."
I see.
So, no, never mind. It is, "You've got fat." That's the first thing King Robert says to Ned Stark.
Wow, I got it right and you got it wrong.
That's crazy.
Call me Bran, because I just ate you like granola.
You know what? That's actually perfect. That's a perfect place to end it.
Well, Cersei?
Cersei. Let's take our break. We will come back. I will give you the quiz that you're going to fucking own.
Finally, something I know shit about. Although I did do pretty good for not having watched 91% of that show.
Definitely.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, mm-hmm. big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never mm-hmm. complain or talk about yes. it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
Mm-hmm. But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, mm-hmm. you get matched with a licensed therapist, mm-hmm. and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's right. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness?
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's fitness nah.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
All right, we're back. I fucking aced that absolute mm-hmm. Game of Thrones trivia. And
we'll
by the way,
you fucking,
you've got fat.
You've not changed. Let's see if you can struggle through this one. This is a how much do you know about the legacy of Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bean Bryant. Wow. Did you know that yesterday was Mamba Day?
No, I didn't. So this is quite apropos.
So the 23rd of August is his birthday. The 24th, 824, is quote unquote Mamba Day in Los Angeles because those were his two jersey numbers.
That's awesome.
So I have Kobe on the brain, RIP, rest in paradise. Let's see how much I know about my favorite basketball player of all time. 20-year Laker veteran, Kobe Bean Bryant. Okay.
That's right. Put on that Mamba mentality.
That's right.
this. I think that some of these are going to be very easy because even I know them. All right. Do you know the name of the superstar who came to join Kobe in Los Angeles during his rookie season?
Shaq.
So you don't need. Let's see if you can do this all. That's correct.
Yeah. 1996. Let's see
if you can do this without any fucking, multiple choice.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hard mode. All right. Expert edition.
Yeah. Identify the nickname Kobe went by throughout his NBA career. We already know that. We were just saying it.
Yeah, that one's the Black Mamba, which he actually gave to himself because he modeled his game after a poisonous snake.
That's fucking awesome.
There you go.
And we also know this one. What number did Kobe wear for the first half of his career?
Yeah, it was 8 at first, and then he changed it to 24 10 years in.
Why 8? And why 24?
24, I guess, is some sort of secret. People kind of think it's like dedicated to, you know, working 24/7. 8? I don't know. Maybe his dad wore it or something. I'm not sure why he chose 8.
Interesting. Who was the head coach of the Lakers during all 5 of Kobe's championship runs?
Phil Jackson.
Correct.
Yeah. It was Del Harris at first. Then they fired him because he wasn't getting to the finals. Brought in Phil Jackson, and his first 3 seasons won a championship with the Lakers. Phil Jackson ended up leaving in 05. Rudy Tomjanovich comes in, doesn't last very long, a rotating cast and crew. Phil Jackson decides, you know what, let's come back. Comes back and wins 2 more titles with Kobe. Number 10 and 11 for Phil Jackson, number 4 and 5 for Kobe Bryant.
Wow, that really, actually, that kind of staying power reminds me of the Starks in the North.
Next question.
Sure. This one's too easy. Which NBA team drafted Kobe? He's stayed on the Lakers the entire time.
Yes, but he was drafted by the Charlotte Hornets at 13. The Lakers traded Vlade Divac for him on draft night.
Whoa. And I thought that was too easy.
That's right.
Good.
It was too easy, but not for the reasons you thought. Next question, bitch.
Yeah.
And actually, I prefer you not to editorialize. Just the facts.
So you would excel. So you would excel. So don't do good and then fucking kick me. You know, like don't. All right. A star dating all the way back to high school. Where did Kobe Bryant go to play college basketball?
He did not play college basketball, though he was considering playing for Duke under Coach K. He went straight to the pros.
That is correct. Kobe put on a show in his last NBA game by scoring how many points to end his career on a high note?
60 against the Jazz. Happened just 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, we watched it together. I remember that. Did we watch it in that bar?
Yes, the bar in West Hollywood. The Parlor, I think.
Kobe sits in second place for most points scored in a game with 81. Which team did he rack up those points against?
The Raptors.
Correct. Wow. Are you familiar with the all-star the Lakers paired with Kobe in 2007 to help him win another championship?
I am. His name is Pau Gasol. We traded his brother, Marc Gasol, Javaris Crittenton, and 2 first-round picks for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that, getting traded for your brother.
And then Marc Gasol ended up kicking butt for the Grizzlies, and the Lakers signed Marc Gasol last year. Full circle.
It's wild. Including his first title in 2000, how many championships did Kobe win in a row playing besides Shaq?
They won 3 in a row. Then they had a falling out. The Lakers ended up trading Shaq to Miami for Brian Grant, Lamar Odom, and Caron Butler. 2 of those 3 left shortly thereafter, and the Lakers added Pau Gasol in 2007 to the Lamar Odom Kobe Bryant combo, and we won 2 more after that.
On December 14th, 2014, who did Kobe Bryant pass on the all-time leading scorer list?
Michael Jordan.
Jesus, that one was hard.
For who? Next question. And I really thank you not to editorialize.
Okay.
That one isn't hard, and that one's not a trick question. Because if you know your shit, you get it right.
All right.
And let's go back to the Game of Thrones.
I'm just administering the quiz. You don't have to be mean to me. What did I do? I found the quiz. Are you familiar with the team Kobe defeated in the NBA Finals to win his first championship?
What do you think, man?
Imagine you are.
You think I'm familiar with the Indiana Pacers in 2000? Maybe you want me to go to the next year, the Sixers in 01. He beat the Nets in 03. He beat the fucking Magic in 09. And then finally the Celtics in 2010. What? Oh, yeah. It's good. Indiana. Good. For the first
are you one. Familiar with the player who Kobe shared the All-Star Game MVP with in 2009.
Damn. I don't really do All-Star stuff. thankfully, I know it's Shaquille O'Neal. That's right. They ended up teaming up together and winning the MVP together in 2009. Kobe ended up saying, keep the trophy because he wanted to give it to Shaquille O'Neal's son. So yeah, I am familiar. And actually, I really, really, really
want to... I'm not editorializing.
Of course.
After posting a 17-25 record to start the 2012-2013 season, Bryant went on tear to help the Lakers make the NBA playoffs, but he suffered which devastating injury right before the playoffs began?
That was him rupturing his Achilles against the Warriors. He made a move against Klay Thompson. They ended up making the playoffs, but getting swept by the Spurs.
Damn. Select the team that Kobe Bryant defeated in the 2009 NBA Finals to finally take home a trophy without Shaq.
I already went over this, so I'm sure you know it too.
The Heat.
Orlando Magic. He never played the Heat in the Finals, of course.
I know. I just knew it was a Florida thing. Okay. How many spies did the Spider Varys have running around King's Landing?
That one's also part of the Kobe quiz. He was a huge Game of Thrones fan.
Can you identify the honor Kobe received in 2008, the only time he earned it in his career?
That would be the NBA MVP trophy. That's right. He only won it 1 year.
After leaving the NBA, what accomplishment did Kobe achieve outside the field of basketball?
He won an Oscar, if you can believe it. He was well on his way to winning an MVP GOT. That's an NBA MVP, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
And a Tony?
Yes.
He's very talented. I don't know if he was going to get a Tony.
He was going to get the MVP GOT. He was.
Under which head coach did Kobe become more of a facilitator?
This one's sort of an opinion question, but I guess I'll say Phil Jackson again, more of a facilitator.
Phil Jackson's actually not an option.
Mike D'Antoni later on in his career?
That is an option.
All right, let's go Mike D'Antoni, sure.
Correct.
I resent the subjectivity of that question, but ultimately you had to ask it. You were hoping it tripped me up. It did for a second, and then we move on.
Didn't open anything. With his body breaking down, when did Kobe finally retire from the NBA?
2016?
That's correct. Oof. That's correct.
Could have gone either way.
A perennial All-Star when he got going. When did Kobe make his first All-Star game?
It was the 97-98 season.
Correct. Kobe was already earning honors and awards during his rookie season. What did he accomplish in his first season in the league?
Slam dunk title.
Correct. Do you know where Kobe won an Olympic medal, gold medal in 2008 with the U.S. men's national basketball team?
China.
Beijing?
Let's go Beijing. Yeah, 2012 was London. 2008 was Beijing.
Capturing his second NBA title, it took Kobe and the Lakers how many games to defeat the 76ers in 2001?
Five. Game one, they lost at home. It was the Iverson stepping over Ty Lue. The Lakers ended up winning game two in LA, and then three in a row in Philadelphia. And I really, really, really think you should stop fucking muttering shit under your breath.
I'm not. What do you think this is? It's a podcast. We're supposed to chat with each other.
No, yeah, for sure. I honestly thought we forgot. I forgot we were recording.
What was the total number of 50 plus point games Kobe notched during the 2006 to 2007 season?
Wow, holy shit! This is one I might actually not know. 50 point games.
How many did he notch? I can give you the multiple choice.
Give me the multiple choice.
4, 6, 8, or 10.
What season? 2005-06?
No, 6-7.
It's probably either 8 or 10. Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I know the answer. Oh no, I just think I know the answer. I think I have a guess. I haven't clicked it yet.
I'll say 10 just because it's like he did have a lot, but I don't know if specifically how much it was.
Yeah. And you were right, 10. And that was not what my guess was going to be. So good stuff.
Yeah. That was the year Shaq left and he's like, I'm just going to score a shit ton. And he went on some sort of insane streak, but I don't remember the exact details.
That's awesome. When did Kobe first wear number 24 after changing from his previous number?
Was it 2006, 7? Maybe that year. Maybe 2007, 8.
2006, 7 is the latest option they give.
So I'll go that one. Oh, wait.
Correct.
Okay, great. I thought it was the year before that.
What year did Kobe play in his last NBA playoff game?
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Because they made the playoffs, but like you said, he got injured and didn't in 2013-14. Is it 2013?
Let's see. It's 2012. And with that. And with that.
No, yeah, of course, 2012. I don't know. I said it was the 20 fucking 13. That,
so
it I don't know out, my guy. Quite
you don't
frankly,
really I don't the have Lakers that closely.
I don't have the Mamba mentality in me.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, I'll let you redeem yourself one more time before we go.
Okay.
Kobe put up how many points when he won the NBA All-Star Game MVP in 2011 by helping the Western Conference defeat the Eastern Conference?
Wow, I do not remember that. Is it?
I'll give you the numbers.
Okay.
28, 32, 37, or 44?
Again, it's probably one of the high two. I'll go 37.
37 is correct. Oof. They get a little harder now, actually.
All right, let's keep going. Let's see what happens. Specific points scored in an All-Star game level of obscurity, okay.
In his 20-year career, how many all-defensive teams did Kobe make?
11? No.
11's, okay, 11's not an option. There are 8, 10, 12, and 14.
8, 10, 12, or 14? I'll go 12 then.
Seems reasonable. Correct.
Whew.
Which former legend from the Lakers did Kobe pass in 2010 to become the all-time leading scorer for the franchise?
He passed a Laker legend. Oh, to become the leading scorer for the Lakers?
Yeah.
In what year?
2010. Tell me if you want the...
The options will be like Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, and Kareem or something.
Very close. There's one other one that's not Kareem, not Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, or sorry, not Wilt Chamberlain. You got the other three.
What was the other one? Magic?
That's right, Magic.
Magic was on the Lakers for a while, but he was more of an assist guy. I think it might have been Jerry West. I'll say Jerry West.
That's correct.
Whew. These are getting harder. I like
it. In the 2005 to 2006 NBA season, Kobe averaged 35.4 points per game to take home his first scoring title. Who did he beat out for scoring that title?
Wow. Okay, that's a great question. So who was number two in scoring in 2005-2006?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is Iverson one of those options? Not that I'm saying Iverson is the answer, but is that one
Iverson
of the
Iverson is one of the options.
Okay.
It's one of the three.
Is LeBron one of the options?
LeBron's another one.
Is Vince Carter one of the options?
No.
Dwayne Wade one of the options?
Yes.
So I've probably named like number 2, 3, and 4, and I just can't remember who finished second. 2005. Let's go LeBron. I'm sure he averaged over 30 by his third or fourth year.
Okay. So you don't want to guess Paul Pierce?
I do not. I would never guess a Celtic. And I'm hoping it's not him.
And it is LeBron. Correct. How many games did Bryant play in the 2013 to 2014 seasons when fans still elected him to the All-Star game?
31.
31 is not available. There's 6, 15, 23, and 30.
Let's go 30. But it might be that 20 number. Six games. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That was my biggest flub yet.
What year did Kobe win his second NBA scoring title?
I guess the year after 2005-2006.
So not an option. The next available one is 2007. There's also 8, 9, and 10.
Let's go 2007.
Correct.
But now I'm really just guessing here. All right, great. Educated guesses.
All right. So two more.
Okay.
When did Kobe win his first of four NBA All-Star Game MVPs? Was it 1999, 2000, 2001, or 2002?
Yeah, this one I don't know either. This might have been when he was booed in Philadelphia for winning the All-Star MVP in 2001, is my guess.
It's 2002.
Fuck!
Kobe scored a series-high 38 points in which game of the 2010 NBA Finals?
I was going to say game seven, but I don't think it was. I think everybody was struggling game seven. But like, why would they say it if it's just game six? God. Are the options game 4, 5, 6, and 7?
There are 2, 4, 5, and 7.
Fuck it. Give me game seven. Let's go for it.
It's game five.
Makes sense. Makes a whole lot of sense. Mm-hmm. How many questions are on this quiz?
I thought there were a lot more. We're on the last question.
Okay,
we're on the
great.
Literal last question.
This we did it. Yeah.
How many years did it take Kobe to become a full-time starter for the Lakers? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'll say 2.
3.
Interesting. All-star, but not a starter. Good on him. Third on season.
Him. Yeah.
Wow. I learned a lot, so I can only imagine how much you learned.
I knew most of that.
The All-Star game stuff, too?
The draft thing was, and I think everyone listening heard me get a little tripped up, so that one I can't deny. All the other ones, I basically
aced.
Knew. I wasn't sure if it was Paul Pierce or LeBron James, the second leading scorer in 2005-06. But then I did remember that Paul Pierce was battling an MCL injury in the early part of that season, so I should have known. And Iverson was the third leading scorer, obviously. And twins.
That's how the episode ends. All right, sweet. Finally, a quiz I can excel at. Oh, it feels good.
That's right.
Okay, thanks for administering. Thanks for listening. I'm sure we'll be back soon enough and next week with another classic episode of Testing.
Yes.
Is this thing good?
Nice.
That was a HeadGum Original.